everywhere you go. MTN.
This is the Big Small Business Show. Now, Ian Furr is no stranger to the show. He's been here many, many times. We've had him here talking about leadership. But I think the brand that Ian Furr is most associated with is Sorbet. One of his more recent endeavors as an entrepreneur, a very successful endeavor. He sold that, and he has since started a new business called the Hatch Institute, which is a personal and business coaching company. And in studio here with us today is Ian Furr to talk about it. Welcome.
Hi, thanks very much, Alan. Thanks for having me. So the Hatch Institute is a culmination of 40 odd years of my entrepreneurial journey, in which I focused heavily on people, culture, and race relations as well, plus leadership, all the people side of the business, essentially. And so when I started Sorbet 15 odd years ago, I had developed a culture framework, if you want to call it that, and it was ready for a new business. Now, normally when you go out and you start a new company, you identify an opportunity, and then you try and get it off the ground, and then hopefully you build a culture. But I had the culture already. I knew exactly what the culture was going to look like. All I needed was a business opportunity, and that's what happened with Sorbet.
Normally when you sell a business for a nice chunk of change, you go off and you retire. But not you. You start a new business, no. Right?
Well, Alon, I retired for an afternoon nap. But I just couldn't see myself. You know, I'm much more stimulated and excited about starting new businesses than I am, you know, about running large corporations, because that became a very big business with over R1 billion turnover towards the end. So it was really something that I prefer is to create and stimulate a new opportunity. And so I took all the lessons I had learned about culture over the years, and now I'm coaching businesses about that. I call it cultureneering. It's a new word that I've developed. You won't find it in the Oxford Dictionary just yet. Hopefully one day you will. And we've trademarked the name cultureneering, and that's the process of building a strong culture in a diverse workforce, which lays the platform for exceptional customer service.
Okay, so now I come to you as a client and I say, I've got culture issues in my business.
Yeah.
So what's the first thing that you do with me?
I would try and do some sort of a health check on the culture, a little bit of a snap survey, and, you know, speak to people, have a couple of focus groups, maybe talk individually to some of the leadership group, and then try and identify where the issues are. And then we start this program of cultureneering. So eventually, it's really about starting with a workshop for the senior leadership team and getting them to understand the process. And the focus in the cultureneering program is very largely about the socio-political environment in which we live and work. And if a company is being run in South Africa, we need to understand what's happening out there in the socio-political world, because the impact of what's happening outside the business is very strong on what's happening inside the business. And so many leaders have struggled to understand the importance of culture. They say, you know, where's the relationship between culture and the bottom line? But as far as I'm concerned, culture is the bottom line. And the only way to build a culture is to first understand what you're dealing with, because it's a highly complex and volatile South African environment in which we run our businesses. And race relations and systemic racism and all of that impacts on such things as productivity and service becomes a key learning point for leaders now, because it's high time that they put away the view that, listen, we can just ignore this, we can leave it on the side and it'll go away eventually, but not anymore. Yeah. We have to tackle it, because it really does undermine culture. It undermines the reason for being. It undermines your productivity and your service. And most importantly, there's no sense of belonging if people feel that they've been disrespected or not trusted or not valued for their contribution or not treated with dignity and respect and trust and fairness and stuff like that.
We've got a few minutes left. I just want to maybe sort of tail this with the format of, so you do the surveys, you've got a framework. Surely the whole business needs to get involved.
Correct.
It's all the leadership, management, everyone, in fact. Correct. It cannot be
right.
Just the CEO and
no,
maybe
absolutely.
The exco.
Absolutely. So we do. So we have to start with the exco because it has to come from the top. Now, you can't change a culture if the leadership is not on board. So you have to do that. And then I have one-on-one personal development sessions with each of those leaders. So they have to be able to transform themselves before they can transform an organization. So we first look at them and their own personal development and identify their unconscious biases so that they can change first and be seen to be changing their views and their biases and their prejudices before they can expect anyone else to go and change the culture. So once we've done that, then we would look at leadership training as well. We call it culture-driven leadership. So that the people get trained on how to navigate the complexities of the South African environment. And then, of course, you go to the rest of the organization. And we have a very strong relationship between culture and service. People need to understand that they come to work to serve. Mm. Most people think they come to work to make money. That's the first mistake. You can't do that. If you come to work to make money, it's never going to guarantee any kind of service. So we say that you always got to put service before reward. And if you don't have a strong culture, it's very difficult to deliver great service. I always say that the customer experience will never be better than the staff experience. And if the staff are not happy, it's highly unlikely that the service is going to be good. So that runs through the organization. We run a series of workshops bringing together the concept of culture, race relations, and the impact that it has on service, and trying to really produce obsessive customer service.
Ian Fir, that's all we've got time for today. I could listen to you the whole day. I just think it's an incredible lesson this man is to us as entrepreneurs. He's unstoppable. Sells a huge business. Rest for an afternoon, starts a new one. The ultimate serial entrepreneur. Thank you for being on the Big Small Business
Thank
Show.
Thank you so much, Alon. I appreciate it.
Well, that's it for the slot. It's time to discuss some common business mistakes. Well, it's time for our common business mistakes. And today I want to talk about company strategy again. And specifically about building company strategy on your own. That is the common business mistake. Even if you are a one-person operation and you're building a strategy, you should not be building a strategy on your own. If you've got an exco, build your strategy with your exco. If you've got a management team, take input from your management team. If you've got no one, it's just you, find a mentor to help you build a strategy. You need another perspective. You need another voice in order to create the friction of designing a strategy. Strategy that you've just thought about and you've written by yourself hasn't got the rigor of a strategy that has been challenged by others. Asked why did you do that? How does this follow on? How did you get to that conclusion? It is critical that when you are building a strategy, that you build it with at least one other individual. Ideally with a team of people. Common business mistake, building your strategy on your own. Answer, build it with others. Well, that's it for today's show. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Do remember, if you think it, write it down and make it a reality.
The Big Small Business Show is brought to you by Chartered Accountants of South Africa. Transform the future of your business. Partner with the CASA today.
This show was proudly brought to you by MTN Business. We're good together. Everywhere you go, MTN.